Yo.
What's going on? What's good, man? My people.
Peace, love, and shalom, everybody. How y'all doing today, man?
What's going on, everybody, man? Welcome to another edition of Real Talk Radio. You feel?
Hey. We back, baby. Hey, yeah. Shit, what episode is this now? What are we on, number five? We on number six?
I swear to goodness, I ain't even counting.
You ain't even counting yet? Hey, we got to start starting off.
Until they say, y'all niggas is done, I ain't counting.
Or the joints getting monetized, and y'all, we got some revenue coming in, like some real revenue.
Yeah, we ain't counting.
Yeah, exactly.
What they say,
it's a hobby until you get paid, then you're professional.
That's a fact.
So this is a hobby right now. I don't count my hobby.
But before we start, before we start getting into everything, hey, man, I just want to take the time out, man, to just ask everybody, man, just say a silent prayer for the people in Lebanon, yeah? You feel me? Like, for real, you know what I mean? Because that joint was just chilling for 6 years, they said.
Wow.
So they didn't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just chilling, living your life, and then all of a sudden a big-ass bomb just hit y'all.
That's crazy.
Place. So just say, you know what I'm saying? Like, we always saying, pray for this, pray for that, pray for this, pray for that, pray for something. You know what I'm saying? Let's pray for them.
Pray for Lebanon. And you imagine Lebanon. And Lebanon's a holy land as well,
like,
on top
pray for
of
them.
That.
You feel me?
So then you got to think about how they sitting there. They thinking, you know, everything's going good, everything going smooth. And then they got one of the biggest explosions they've ever seen, you know what I'm saying, in the history of Lebanon. That got to feel like Armageddon to me. I'm thinking the world's over. Like, I'm done. You don't know what's going on, man.
It's
Armageddon coming, man. So, pray for Lebanon,
man. Pray for
them, man.
What's up, Serena? What's happening?
Well, shit, man. Well, let's give an introduction.
Everybody that's tuned in, man.
What's your name, player?
Just want to say thank you. You know who it is. It's Archie, man. One half of the Real Talk Radio show, man. Just say what's up to y'all, man. What's going on, everybody out there? You know, almost finished with another week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, beautiful, man. Beautiful.
Sticking there. It's almost Friday.
It's almost there, baby. We almost there, man. And y'all, you know what it is, man. It's your boy. Maverick Douglas, the one to be trusted, the new Huey P, doing what I'm doing for the community so they don't know what to do with me. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm just that guy, man. Just trying to do what they do, make it happen, man.
So, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, young, today's topic.
Drum roll.
Issues in the black community. Now, this right here.
This one might hurt.
This gonna
feelings,
piss a lot
man.
Of this people might... off, man. Like, this is gonna piss a whole lot of people off. I'm cool with it, but you know, it's gonna piss a whole lot of people off just off the simple fact that everybody thinks that it should be a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks that, you know, when you talk about issues in the black community, it should be a certain way. And everybody don't think the same. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I definitely don't.
Right.
I definitely don't.
Yeah, most definitely. You know what I mean? And the crazy thing is, like you and I, we agree on a lot of topics.
But some topics we don't agree.
And then other things, we just be bumping heads like but two bulls same, in the ring. Like,
but at
you know
the same time, it comes from a strong standpoint of, young, you going to believe what you want to believe, but it's not the fact that the other person ain't wrong. It's just that on that situation, y'all don't, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't agree.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's an educated situation to where you have, you know what I'm saying, different point of views, but educated ways, though, of looking at things.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like everybody, that's something how I feel about, like, certain things, like almost religion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like, everybody wants to over-educate shit, but it's God.
It's God. At the end of the day.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like everybody has their own way of teaching. Everybody has their own way of doing whatever and belief, but it's God.
It's God at the end of the day.
You feel me? And like,
especially if you...
That's just an analogy I use, y'all.
And I ain't trying to get into religion. That's for another show.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with any Abrahamic religion, like any religion that goes from Abraham down, it's all the same, bro. It's like, all the same. It's just different ways how to get there. You know what I mean? There's
like,
young,
you can believe in what you want to believe, but it's like, I'm not going to argue with you about what you believe. You know what I'm saying?
It's your belief. It's your opinion. You know what I'm saying? And that's the good thing about me and my man Archie is we can agree to disagree sometimes.
And that's what it is.
And that's what it is. You got your opinion. I got my opinion. I got my facts. You got your facts. Sometimes we just don't meet the same way.
But that
doesn't mean that we can't work together to achieve the same goals.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, man. So, yeah, man. Peace, love, and shalom. So, look, anybody out there that's watching right now, make sure that y'all give us a call if y'all have any insight, any ideas, any opinions, or anything regarding this.
Listen, Don't call with the dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, look.
Nah, look, I'm going to tell you. Call with all of it. I want it all. I want all the smoke. Call with all the dumb shit. Listen. Come with all the smart shit. Nigga, just call.
Get your goddamn feelings I'm tell you, hurt,
look, that's what I'm saying. If you get your feelings hurt on air, you just get your feelings hurt on air, man. It is what it is, man. But
so
we all learn.
Some of the stuff we want to talk about is like the support in the black community, the violence in the black community, like the parenting, the equality, like just all of it. Like my stance, like a part of my belief, man, is like, here we go.
Shit, let it go,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, it's like,
real
here
talk.
We go.
Let's talk.
Let's start it off, man. So listen, for real. One of the things that it burns the shit out of me. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be cussing a whole lot because there's going to be a whole bunch of points I want to reach. But, like, some of the stuff that I have an issue with a little bit is, like, when somebody keeps saying systematic oppression. I cannot listen.
What, you throwing subs, young?
No, I'm being direct. I'm being direct. But listen.
He's starting early. Yeah, he's starting early.
But listen, I'm gone. It is what it is. Just tell you the truth. Like, listen, this is my view on this. Hear me, please. I understand the systematic oppression is real. That shit is real. Mm-hmm. I understand that. I get it. But what the fuck are we going to do out of the systematic oppression, though? Like, we keep saying that. That's not a goddamn excuse.
Agreed.
You feel me? So that's why I don't like it.
Okay.
That's why I don't like it. Because it's like somebody try to make a point, but the first thing they want to shoot off is the systematic oppression. Like,
right,
I understand that. Like, I understand that completely. I'm not an ignorant.
Yeah, I'm not ignorant.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not a nigga. It's like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Okay, it's systematic oppression. What the fuck are we going to do, though?
Right, Slim,
like, I ain't using that shit as an excuse. You
I
feel me?
You that.
So it's like, I'm not using that systematic oppression shit as an excuse. I'm trying to help my people.
All right. Bet.
You feel me? What's so it's like, when people say it, I think, don't hurt me for thinking, my opinion. It's just that they use it in the context of it sounding like it's an excuse.
I agree with that.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, nah, dog, what are we going to do?
Well, see, that's one of the things about it, too, man. Like, my mom always taught me when I was younger, like, fine, all right, so you always got issues. You always got problems. But don't come with me with the issue unless you don't have at least one solution. And then we could work around it from there. So I agree with you 100% on somebody saying, you know, as soon as a situation happens or they're not able to reach a certain level of success that they believe that they should be at, first thing you want to say is systematic oppression.
Right.
Now, I agree with that. Now, I agree that there is a such thing as systematic oppression.
That's a fact.
But then what are we going to do about it?
That's what I'm saying.
And that's where the situation comes in.
And see, that's what I mean by it. Like, young, like, systematic oppression was goddamn since we've been here.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, if we're going to get... to the point, systematic oppression is ever since we've been here as a people.
Yeah, exactly.
But Slim, now
ever since the Constitution was written, there's been systematic oppression because it was never written for us.
No, hell no. Exactly. A lot of laws wasn't written. They was written to keep our ass contained.
Contained, exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? Like laws, like newsflash, like laws was to keep us contained. That's why every time you see somebody of color go in that courtroom and beat the shit out of them using their law.
They make a tougher law
to just back that shit up. Like, okay, you can have a gun, but you can't have a gun because of X, Y, and Z now.
Yeah. One, two, three, four, five, six. And then
can kill this person, but you can't kill him because of X, Y, and Z now.
X, Y, and Z. And then it comes all down to the fact of it's my opinion. It's all opinion based, or it's all of to my own bias, whether I want to agree with you or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying it's legal or not.
A couple months ago, we're going to address this shit now too. A couple months ago, I made a post to see how this dialogue was going to go.
Are you talking about that wild ass shit you was posting, about a month ago? Man.
Oh yeah, it was 2 months ago.
Trying to burn your ass up
for
that shit.
They tried. They fucking tried. But
burn your ass up,
you know what I mean?
Man.
But now they understand what the hell I was talking about. That's how I feel. That's how I think now. Because it's like, what I was talking about is like, I made the post about Black Lives Matter. So I should have used another term, but I said what I said, period. I'm going to stand behind it.
Right.
I wasn't talking about Black Lives Matter, the movement. I'm talking about us. Like, sometimes it take for something to happen to spark situations.
Of course.
So, it's like, my thought behind the post was just basically saying, Black lives need to matter all the time, not just when somebody like a brother died because of a white person killing them. Like, you have black on black crime in our neighborhoods every day, every goddamn day. But then people was like, ah, get this coon, this, that, and the third. Nigga, I was a coon. I was everything.
Yo, if I didn't know you, I was about to throw it out hey, there listen, too, man.
But it's like,
yo, hey, lynch this brother.
Yeah, exactly. That's somebody, man. Niggas try to throw me against the wall, bro. But it's like, what I mean is like, yeah, listen. It's crime happening in our community every fucking day, bro. But you don't say nothing.
Right. Well, I can't even say right. So there's two things. All right, so I want to hit that black on black crime. But give me 1 second because we kind of moved on to another topic. When we was talking about the systematic oppression, we were talking about, you know, all the different ways that it can affect us.
Right.
We never spoke about different ways that we can try to change the tides or try to change the balance.
Oh, with what?
So I'm thinking about with this systematic oppression, since it seems that the only way that we could be oppressed means that we are not the individuals in power, means that we have to empower us as a community and us as a people, meaning that not just as in our strength and not just within our unity, but meaning that we have to be put in positions of actual power, meaning as in senators.
So that's
governors.
So with that comes, mm-hmm. Like basically the leadership is what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm talking about the leadership
in
the community.
When it comes to that issue, like with the leadership, we need more people to step up.
Right. I agree.
See what I'm saying?
I agree.
Like, it's a lot of brothers in the hood that are good leaders.
Yeah.
But they get overshadowed because they don't want to just lead. They want to lead in their own right. Let me say that. They lead in their own right. But it's like, we need you here.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you still over this way.
Exactly.
Like you got the whole community behind you. You have all the
exactly.
young brothers behind you. You got everybody.
And it also comes to I believe. Like I said, somebody y'all can hit the comments and comment what y'all, you know what I'm saying? Comment something so we can see it. But like, that's a part of it. And also another part, we as a people, man, I believe that we have that crab in a barrel effect.
Definitely do, man. Definitely
like that.
Do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to see this person blow or this person make it, so you going to try to pull that person down.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
just so you're on the same level.
Like, come on,
like,
young.
Tell me, how many times have you came to, like, one of your good friends or somebody you considered a friend with a good idea? You know what I mean? Something that's out of the box. It might sound a little bit crazy. You go to your man, you're like, yo, bro, I just thought about this new idea. I'm thinking that we can make some money off of it. And then your man shut it down, like, hey, but that shit crazy.
Stupid
shit
hating.
Work. You dumbass, man. That
stupid
shit ain't,
hating.
What's wrong
like,
with you, bro? Come back to the block, man. That shit ain't never going to work.
Like, bro, like, okay, so for a prime example, everything that I do because of me now.
Right.
Like, it took me to re-educate in myself as a man when I got locked up. You know what I'm saying? The time that I did, I had to re-educate my thought process because before I went in, like, oh, we got a caller, though. All right, hold on, caller. Hey, call right back in like 2 minutes.
No. Let me answer it now. I'm going to put him on hold 1 second.
Okay, yeah.
Give me 1 second.
Hello?
Hey, caller. Thank you for calling Rhythmics Radio. How you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going
on? Great job, man.
I appreciate it, man. Well, listen, man, I'd like to put a name with the voice, man. Who do I got the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yeah, shoot, man. I just wanted to touch in on a couple of other subjects that I'm talking about. Man, I'm want to be soul homeboys, man. Soul black, man.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Shit, a friend of the family is part of the family, man. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I can't complain, brother.
That's what's going on. So what's your catchphrase for today, sir? Or, I mean, what do you have to say about what we've been speaking about?
Yeah, I was listening about when y'all was talking about the systematic oppression and everything. And, you know, we know it exists, but my thing is, like you said, what is the solution? My thing is, I think we need to create our own political party, function at a local and a federal level.
Mm.
You know, I think that's a simple idea that would really help.
Agreed. Yeah, that would definitely help. That would definitely help.
And you know, the Black Panthers tried that back in the day, and they had a minimum amount of success, you know, in California.
Right.
But I feel like that. The times have changed, and this would be the perfect time to actually establish that now.
That's a fact.
I agree.
Hey, listen, so on that movement, on that note right there, it is a group I am well connected with, man. There is a movement. Now, listen, it's called New Era.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you tell me.
Listen, man, they in Detroit, they in D.C., they in Richmond, they in Cleveland, I do believe. Listen, these brothers, look, they not taking no shorts, man. This movement right here for the community, I can stamp 100% and tell y'all they are about the community, man. They got a project called Hood to Hood where they just go out, spend their own bread or whatever the donations they have and give back to the community. You feel what I'm saying?
That's beautiful.
So it's like their ideology is definitely close to what the Black Panthers started. You know what I'm saying? Like policing our own neighborhoods.
As we should.
Like we police the police. You feel me?
Exactly. Audit,
so
audit.
That's exactly how they're going. And that's how they coming. It's called New Era. You can find them brothers on Instagram. That's like they got new. They got it's called New Era. I'm trying to tell y'all now, man.
Hey, check out the New Era and also check out for that NFAC. You know about the NFAC?
Hey.
Nah.
That's the not fucking around crew. And they're not fucking around, man. Listen, you know about them brothers that was about 1,000 deep. They went down to Georgia Stone Temple and marched through the home and the residence of the KKK, the original founding members of it.
Yeah,
that's the NFAC.
Yeah,
that's the NFAC. They're not fucking around, cool, man. Them boys are serious. Question, before I let you get off the air. So my father was a Black Panther as well, and I agree completely with what you're saying about trying to create our own party. But my question is this, though. Considering they say that we only make up 13% of the United States of America, let's say if we created our own party and we were able to somehow even incorporate the whole 13% of our community within that party, do you think that it would be enough to create a change within the nation that we live in?
I believe it will be, especially if we get these athletes, we get these actors to really put their money up, the people that really have influence in our community, because they're going to influence a lot of the white people as well. And
that's a fact.
The other races that's in this country, other foreigners in this country, a lot of them will come to that side because they know it's just and it's right, you know?
Yeah, that's a fact. Thank you for calling, sir.
Thank
we appreciate you, man.
Look, I appreciate your time tonight, man. You have a blessed and wonderful day, man. Shalom.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
I appreciate you, brother. Before we had to take that call real quick. I know you was in the middle of your
So, like, listen. So, basically, it's just, like, it's about re-educating yourself, bro, at the end of the day. Like, you grow up looking at, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up looking at the streets, looking, like, being on, you know what I'm saying, being a part of that.
Yeah.
Like, teaching myself and really getting the grasp of the streets. You know what I'm saying? So, I naturally did that. And then it became all of the fictitious stuff. Like, I'm looking up to other dudes. I'm following this people, like trying to make a name for myself.
Oh, right,
the negative shit that came with trying to be a man.
Right.
So it's like
what I thought was being a man.
Because it was like, young, I'm looking at this brother right here. He doing this, that, and the third.
He got all the money. He got all the females. He got all the love. He got all the clout. It looked like he got all the respect.
But at the end of the day, he leading me down a wrong ass path.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? So when I got incarcerated, like, dog, I ain't had shit but time. I'm not trying to do nothing else.
Right.
I need to re-educate myself on me. I need to get me straight. So that's when I started looking at shit around me. I stopped talking to my friends about certain ideas that I had because I wasn't trying to hear none of that negative shit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, as a man, input is good.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you got to make that decision off the break.
Off the break, yeah,
you,
on yourself.
Like, if you got to help me, like, if you got your spouse, you got somebody that you care about that's riding with you.
Right.
Yeah, you be like, hey, babe, let me ask you this.
Right.
Of course, you want her input.
Her input.
But at the end of the day,
my choice is it's my choice.
You.
My decision.
Like, you got to shoot
decision.
That jumper. Exactly. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to take that shot.
Right.
Because you don't know. Your girl might be jive low-key hating.
Right.
Like, you don't know, though. But you don't know.
She might want to protect you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? She might think that she's doing a good job of protecting you.
So it's no telling. But at the end of the day, if you got a solid foundation behind you, dog, you can't lose.
Right.
So that's why, like, I stop asking people, input. Fuck that. I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to do it. Like, I got businesses, everybody. Like, I done heard dudes be like, damn, young, you trying to get your hand in everything. Because at the end of the day, I'm trying to put people on.
Exactly. See, and that's what people don't know.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to put people in position. Like, yeah, I'm doing a lot of shit, of course. But I can get you a job, though.
I can get you a job.
I can get this person a job. Don't
understand. Like, it's not that I'm trying to be busy. It's not that I'm trying to be the man. It's not that I'm trying to do everything. What I understand is that if I could become a millionaire, and I could turn 10 of my friends to millionaires, then I never have to worry about going broke again.
Son, listen.
It don't matter what happens to me in my life. If I ever fall off, I ever had a bad year, or if I get divorced and she want to be like, you know what I mean? She want to be like Dre's wife and take off $500
million.
Man,
listen.
Out of my
and I'm going to keep this shit 100.
Man and be like, bro, you got some work for me?
Check this out.
For me? You got an investment or something I can get on it? Yeah, thank you. Now I'm back on my foot.
Hey, listen, I'm going to keep this shit 100. Everybody that's listening, everybody that's watching, everybody that can hear me, think about all of the people that you know. Now, think about this. The reason why you don't talk to some of the goddamn people that you know anymore is because you reached a level of maturity that them niggas just ain't on.
Exactly.
So it's like, why the hell am I going to keep chilling with you when you doing dumb shit?
Yeah.
I'm not like that no more. Exactly. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you reached that level of intelligence in yourself. Like, why the fuck? I ain't going to the club. Yeah. I don't feel like going to no. I don't feel like being around nobody. I don't feel like doing this.
Or the only thing he got to do is offer me his memories.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't doing nothing new. We ain't doing nothing productive. We not doing nothing progressive. Only thing you got to do is talk to me about what we did 20 years ago. Old middle school and high school stories, bro.
That's it. You know? That's like, all I'm niggas got.
Like,
listen, a lot of dudes in Woodbridge, Virginia, that's all you have is them goddamn high school memories.
In high school, you was the man, homie. What the fuck happened to you?
You feel me? Like, that's all these dudes got, bro.
Every time
like,
I walk in the mall, bro, I be like, damn.
I'm not
homie.
Saying everybody. I'm not saying everybody. But, like, young, people, we know you. Like, we know you, dog. We know you. Like, stop. But at the end of the day, dog, it's like that crab in a barrel effect. Like, dog, don't hate on the next person because of this. Ask that person what's going on, how they do it. Teach me this. Teach me that. Like, dog, it's nothing wrong with asking for how you do that.
How you do that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't give it to me. Show me. You feel what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, set that goddamn pride aside because if you broke, go learn something. Exactly. Go learn something, dog. Don't do that. You know what I mean? That's like one of the little
One of the most wisest quotes I ever heard, man. They said, you know, anybody could bring your friend some fish, you know, man, but a wise man will teach your friend how to fish. So that way he can fend for himself and he can go feed his own family. So why do you want to keep having somebody depending on you, or you want to keep giving handouts so you can give yourself the opportunity to teach another brother or to teach another sister how to get it the same way you got it. So that way they can share that same information and pass it down to their younger ones or to their kin or to their neighborhood.
And that's another thing.
I gotta talk about our community as well. Hold on, we'll get to that in a second. So with the crab in the barrel, so it's definitely a big issue, I feel like, with support in our community. You know what I mean? Talking about the crabs in the barrel with support, because I know that I see a lot of times online that I see a lot of young, you know what I'm saying, a lot of young entrepreneurs, and you know what I mean, they may launch their business, and I see a lot of people doing the same exact business that they're doing that know the individual, grew up with the individual, won't like the post of them sharing that, but are like everything else on their page.
Nigga, listen,
they're like 10 posts.
All this shit right here.
A little bit of their business, bruh, and then they ain't got nothing to say. You know
all
what I'm saying?
All this shit right here.
Church, quick, quick.
Listen, all this shit right here. Why, if you know your man, your homeboy, your homegirl,
yeah,
that y'all went to school with, y'all real close with, if you know they got a small business, they just starting out their business, why the fuck are you going to ask for a discount?
Thank you.
When you know that they are trying to get to a certain level.
Bro.
Listen, if they give you the discount, that's cool. But don't go in there expecting that shit.
Nah,
because,
bro,
listen,
man,
you go in
there with $20.
Nah, hold on.
Not
even that. Listen.
Yeah.
Yo, they going to fucking Balenciaga. Balenciaga ain't going to ask for no goddamn discount.
Nah, they don't even got coupons.
Jordan ain't going to ask for no goddamn discount.
They don't even got rebates.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all paying full price for that shit.
Yeah.
Help your man out.
Help your friend out. Nah, they playing full price on it, and they keep the tag on it. Then they
you
keep
feel?
The tag on it and walk around with it just
like,
to show everybody
on,
how much it costs.
Or
man.
this.
Yeah.
You going to the shoe plug, getting the shoe early as fuck, and he taxing you. Mm-hmm. Your man is just selling to something for $20, $20.50, but you still want a discount on the shit. Come on, bro.
That shit is crazy, bro.
I understand. Support come in a lot of ways. You can support the page, sharing it, saying, young, go support my man, go support my homeboy, this, that, and the third. But I'm talking about the people. Now, if this offends you, I don't care. I'm just telling you the facts.
Well, actually, man, they deserve to be offended.
No,
it's some real shit.
How can we as a black community, how can we as a community of people say that I'm helping my brother out, but you always looking for that goddamn handout?
I'm gonna keep
help your man
real.
Out.
I'm going to keep it 150% real, man. Listen, and I'm going to keep it all the way funky. I'm going to keep it all the way a buck. You can talk about it. You can talk about me. You can say what you want. You can call me a coon and all that shit. It don't matter.
Yeah.
But, yo, I was one of the first people around here to start selling shirts. I was one of the first people around here that had their own clothing company. Around 4 years ago, wasn't nobody selling shirts. So shout out everybody that's selling shirts now and you marketing and doing your thing. That's dope. That's what's up. And anybody ask me, they'll tell you. I gave a lot of niggas a game on how to do it. I was like, yo, what you need? Somebody, you need to know where to get your shirts from? Boom, they got it for the lowest. Oh, you need somebody to design them? Boom, he got the designs. Oh, you need somebody to manufacture them for you? Boom, got it. Bang, not a problem at all. This is the problem. And this is what problem I got with my community. Why is it that not near white person that bought my shirt asked for a discount? Nobody asked for me to hold them down for 2 weeks. Nobody asked for a buy one, get one free, man. But when it came to a lot of my homies, and I'm not even going to say, and I'm not even saying the black community. I'm saying my friends. You know what I'm saying? The people that I consider like my friends, my day ones, the individuals I grew up with. Not associates, not people I met. So I'm not going for all black people. I'm talking about like my black friends.
Yeah, let's get that straight.
Who I consider my black friends.
Let's get that straight.
I'm not talking about all black people. I'm talking about some of my black friends. Was like, yo, can I get a shirt for the low? I'm like, bro, they only 20. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's 25 for one. You can get 2 for $4.
Niggas going smack to goddamn
bro,
let me get it for 15.
Let me get it for 15, bro. What are you talking about? I'm just starting this business, man. You know I'm hurting right now. I done invested $500 into the company. You asking me for a discount? And I haven't even made any RIO, which is your return on investment.
Shit crazy, boy.
You already want something for free? So you know me, bro. I give it away, though. I'm like, good, man. Like, you know what? Keep the $15. Take it. Just go ahead and post a joint and share a picture because support comes free. So I figure, all right, you know what? Keep your $15. You might need it a little bit more than me. But the least you could do is take a picture and share it. And luckily, the individuals that did that, did give me some of the business, so it all, you know what I mean? So one hand washed the other, both washed the face. It all worked out in the long run, man. But, yo, don't be like that, bro. Because I'll be
exactly.
Saying,
but, nah, yeah, it's like,
no discounts nowhere
that's
else,
just one of the things, man, in the community. And then it's like, when you talk about black-on-black crime, I got a problem with that. But I understand it's white-on-white crime, Chinese-on-Chinese crime, all that shit. But it's like, dog, the media.
Okay.
The media will depict us more than anybody.
40% more, actually.
You feel what I'm saying? But like they will definitely put that shit out there for us. You know what I'm saying?
So that's what I'm saying. So why do we gotta call it? I'm saying like us as a people. Fuck what the media say. Like, cause honestly, like, so we could do it like we could do it the same way that we use the word nigga, right? Black people are the only ones allowed to use the word nigga, but can't nobody else use it, right? Unless you're Spanish, you grew up in the neighborhood, maybe if it's a white boy, you've known him your whole life, but he can only call you it, he can't call nobody else. That's cool. So what I'm saying is this, though. Why is it okay? Why do we say it's okay to say black-on-black crime when we are the individuals that's affected by us? Because I don't believe in black-on-black crime. I believe on crime. I believe in right or wrong. I don't understand why it come with the black people. It's like black people commit super crime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like we got that super-duper crime. You know what I mean? Our crime needs a name, while everybody else has stayed the same. And that's not cool with me. Like, that's what I don't understand. So I agree with you that it is crime in the neighborhood. Of course. And a lot of times, it's a crime done to each other. But the only reason that there is a black-on-black crime is because people commit crimes to individuals that are placed around them. Now, it just so happens in America that most white people live around white people, most Spanish people live around Spanish people, most black people live around black people. So, of course, if a crime happens in your community, it's going to happen to another brother. Like, that's just common sense, but I don't think that it needs to be said like it's black-on-black crime. Like, nah, there's crime that's get committed in neighborhoods, and that's what we need to take care of, in my point of view. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we definitely got some shit we need to work out. You know what I'm saying?
We definitely do.
Because like, we're not where we need to be, people.
Like, yeah. The shit is crazy because it's like, young, a lot of people in the community try to step up. They try to do something right. They try to do, but it's like we get overshadowed by some of the niggas that can help us. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying nigga because it's ignorant. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean by it. Okay? Let's get that clear. Some of the ignorant people. Let me say that then.
Let me go ahead and say that then. Just in case.
Just in case.
Anyone's offended. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody say.
Ignorant black. You know what I mean?
But it's like this. So the ignorant people that could help us, but it's like, nah, I ain't. F that. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that ain't me.
To the block.
Right. Bruh, how are you helping? This is your community, though, dog. Mm-hmm. You don't see the goddamn gentrification that's coming? Like, we trying to clean up this place. Like, just help with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just help with that part. Like, some people don't understand the effect that they can have by just doing some simple shit.
Simple, man.
Like, bro, if somebody, if you know in your community, it, you know what's going on. You've been there for goddamn for a minute. If you see these group of people doing a cleanup in your community, son, if you are that person in your hood and the people see you doing something in your hood, just think about how many more people you affect by that move that you just did. Exactly. Just picking up three pieces of garbage.
Yo, facts.
Like, come on, cuz. Like, do, like, yeah, we have an effect, dog. Like, us as a people, we have an effect on our people.
On our people.
But it's
and
like
the world, man. The, like, whole world is on, looking dog. At us, man. Not even just our people. Mostly our people.
Like, dog.
Especially the young black men.
The young black men need other men to step up to look up to, bro.
And the young black females, like, need grown men to look up to say, these are the type of men that I would want to marry. This is the type of man that I would like to have to be the father of my children.
Like, son, you
this
gotta
is the type
teach.
Of man I would like to raise a family with, not just everybody.
Everything
that they
ain't
see on
cool.
The board,
everything
man.
Ain't cool. Everything ain't good. Like, I understand. Everything is not gonna be peaches and cream. You know what I'm saying? Period. But why? When I sit back and think about shit, I think about, like, the Spanish people that can stay four families in a goddamn
facts.
House.
Hey, salute to y'all, man.
Like,
one,
like you
street,
got
bro.
Four families in one goddamn house, everybody bro. Working on shifts.
Working.
And
working.
Everybody comes up together. Yeah. But if you try to put the black people together in one goddamn house, it's going to be an argument over the juice, the Kool-Aid, some goddamn.
Who let the door open? You got the AC God, with the door bro. Open? Come on.
Like, come on, dog.
Over
like
the bullshit, though. It's over the little bullshit. And that, you know, I always said I got a great deal of respect for the Spanish community because the way they live, bro. Like, I got a family. I remember I told y'all before. You know what I'm saying? Last week, I ain't going to say where they at. But it's messed up because they had COVID. But at the end of the day, bro, that family got about five families in that house, man. They all take children. They all take turns watching the kids. They all take turns cleaning the house. They all take turns
facts,
taking care of the cars. They all throw some money in the pot for all of the bills. They all throw money in the pot.
Son,
and
it works.
Family.
And it works.
And they look happy. Bro.
Because it's like, young, and I'm going to say this, and you let me know what y'all think, young. Y'all can agree, not, you know what I'm saying, disagree. But let me know what y'all think. It be our pride, our mistrust. Like, we always thinking somebody, like, somebody trying to get over. We always thinking that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's my brother. But this nigga might be trying to get over on me. Or that's my cousin or whatever, but he might be trying to get over on me.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Like, we don't trust each other.
Yeah, but
period.
I mean, and that is definitely true, man. I know I'll speak personal experience, man. I know any and everybody out there feel the same type of way. I know how you feel, bro. Tell me the truth. Tell me they ain't been nice. You getting out the club, right?
Hey, Bush, I see you, Bush. I see you. Yeah, exactly.
Tell me, you know what I'm saying? There ain't been times you get out the club, it's about 2:30 in the morning, right? You know what I'm saying? You walking back to your whip.
Oh, son,
you see about five, six niggas.
I never.
You feel about five, six. You know what I mean? Bama's chilling by your car, right? Tell me you ain't going to feel a little type of way. I ain't saying you a sucker. I ain't saying you a punk. You going to still go to your car? But tell me you ain't going to feel a type of way.
Hey,
like,
listen.
Damn, why do you want to be by my car? Why,
but
why
check
you
it out, though.
Like,
I've never, I don't give a damn where was that. Never stayed in the club to goddamn 2:30. Never.
Missing the point, man.
I understand. No. I understand. No, yeah, I get what you're saying, though. But it's just like, I just don't do that shit.
Yeah.
Because I know.
I used to be a promoter, so
check it out.
Like, I had to be there.
Real shit.
Beginning to end, I was there before it
we
opened.
Know,
and after it closed.
Listen, we know black people.
Yeah, man.
But I like, see, everybody.
There you go. No.
Listen.
Don't know black people.
Shit.
I know there's certain
listen,
people that
I know that
do things that I don't agree
man,
with. I'm not gonna put
damn
anybody
all that,
into that same bag. No.
Listen,
no, fuck
I
that.
Know ignorant people.
There we go. All right,
babe. I know
that happened
when,
to be black.
When you mix liquor and women around certain people, certain things are gonna happen. Cause egos, attitudes, yeah. All that shit gonna get in the mix.
I agree.
Bama's gonna think that right, you
facts.
Doing this, you doing that.
But hold up though.
Shit is dumb.
Nigga, 3 weeks ago at Queen's Gambit, there was a rack of drunk white people fighting in the parking lot.
But I'm saying, okay.
Okay, but so it's at the end of the night. They was drunk as hell, fucked up. It was probably over a female or something. Bama got stomped out. Nobody got shot, but somebody got their ass whooped. Eight. Where was the white-on-white crime then? Why ain't it the same thing? Oh, because there was a bunch of white people drinking at the end of the night, and they was trying to get some pussy. A fight broke out, so now we don't feel comfortable. Nah, bro, it's people, man.
Exactly.
It's not just us. But I will say this. I do agree with what you said 100%, that we are more pride-driven. And
yeah,
a lot of times we are more
yeah.
ego-based. And when you mix alcohol into that, mixed with a fucked up situation,
so now my question,
temper is going to
so check it out. So check it out.
And,
my
and
question now
has a good chance of happening.
My question now is, like, where the hell do we go from here?
All right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, so ain't no more, like, You
but
can protest.
Do we know how we got there, though?
Check it out. You can protest. This is my thing, man. I'm on this. This is my stance on a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, and I mean this. Protesting is good in certain situations.
Yeah.
But the protest is over, though, bro. Like, I'm talking about in a sense of, let's put the action behind this shit.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, you marching for a cause. We was protesting for a cause for a reason. Now they heard us. Mm-hmm. That's understood. I understand that they heard us and they seen us and they feeling some shit. Certain things is changing.
Right.
Let's keep our foot on their goddamn neck, though.
I agree.
Like, let's keep our foot on their neck. Don't let up.
Yeah.
They still killing us. They still doing illegal shit to us. Like,
they was doing that shit.
You feel what I'm saying?
But
I'm saying they still doing it. But I'm talking about they still doing it.
Right.
They saying that in some of these states, you're not like the police ain't supposed to use certain tactics.
Yeah,
these
yeah,
motherfuckers
yeah.
are still doing it.
Yeah, yeah, they still
keep
using the choke
their
holes
foot
and things
on
like
their goddamn throats. That's the only way they're gonna pay attention for real, for real.
I agree.
You see what I'm saying? Like, the people, this go out to the brothers and sisters that can go get a weapon. Go get licensed.
Please do.
This go out to everybody that listens and can go out and vote. Go fucking vote. Sign up, register to vote, yeah? Mm-hmm. Because we got to get these people in that legislation that know something that ain't, you know, the one there now for all of my
45.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. Like, and we got to
your
get,
president.
Yeah, exactly.
Your president.
But not like Obama can't come back. Stop saying I want
Obama
back. His ass is
done. Man, he done.
We have to get people in positions, man, that's going to really fight for us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
seriously.
Like, for real, bro. Like,
and I'm a big fan of Obama. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a fan of him, but I'm a supporter of Obama. You know what I mean? I appreciate what he did for the country and what it signified. You know what I'm saying? And what it embodied of him being there. But, like, let's not get it confused. You know, he didn't pass a lot of laws that could have help us out. You know what I mean? So the main thing that I see for Obama, that what he did for us as a people and for America, is he gave us hope. So if that's what you want, hope, then, yeah, we need Obama back. But I don't want hope. I'm tired of hope. I want some action.
Hold on.
I want something.
We got
a
call.
Yeah, I want a foundation.
We got a call.
Yeah, go ahead, let them in. I need some action. I need a foundation. I need a plan.
Hello?
We need reparations, and there's a multitude of other things that we need as well. So having just a person in office is great for the look, but for what we need right now is more than hope. We need action.
Caller, how you doing? What's going on? You on Real Talk? Let's talk about it.
Yo, this tough. A.K.A. Ron Brown on the book. I'm just listening.
Oh, what's good?
What's up,
boy?
What? Love, family. What's happening?
Love.
Shit, how you feeling today, bro? What's going on with you?
I'm feeling good, bro. I'm feeling real good, man. I'm feeling blessed. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Appreciate you calling in, man. You got something to talk about?
I mean, what's the topic?
The topic is issues in the black community, man. We talking about everything. We talking about the crab in the barrel effect that's going on, like, within our own community. We talking about how brothers that are in the community can step up, but they don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talking about, like,
just issues facing the black community and resolutions or solutions that we can go about to hopefully bring it to an end.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, it starts, my opinion, the black community would never better itself until we start loving each other.
Yeah.
We have to put the differences aside. I don't, Crip, you blood, you're a Muslim, you're a Christian. We have to put all those differences aside and come together and build as a community, in my opinion.
No, that's a goddamn fact.
That's a real opinion, man. That's a damn fact. That's 100% true. Now, I agree with you 100%, Tubbs, man. There's a lot of divisiveness within our community, and we can't work toward the things that we see eye to eye with because we're too worried about what we don't agree with. You know what I'm saying? I agree with that 100%.
It's like everybody's trying to – we overthink shit. Like, mm-hmm. if we can come together, like you said, putting all the differences aside, regardless, like
right.
whatever – if you could put that shit aside and we can work as a team, understand that we need leaders. Understand that everybody can't lead.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Understand that we everybody can't lead. But if you are following somebody that is doing the right thing for your community, then that shouldn't be, I don't trust him because of this. I don't do fuck that.
Oh, now he's dick riding.
He's trying to change stuff in the hood, so help him. You know what I'm saying? So that way everything comes together if it's for a greater cause, cuz you know what
right.
I mean?
And then after we get, you know what I'm saying? Then after we get what we want out of the situation, Then we can start working, worrying about, you know, okay, these little minuscule things, these little, you know what I mean, the little BS shit that we got to get to. But as long as we get that main joint out the way, you know what I'm saying, what we all collided for, that's the business, man. I'm with you 100% on that.
So we definitely appreciate you calling in, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate being invited to call in. Thank y'all for that.
Oh, absolutely. No problem, man. Love, bro. I got to check in with you later, too.
Okay.
All right, bro.
Yeah, man, appreciate Big Tubbs calling in, man. And also, any of the callers that's out there, you know, anybody watching right now, feel free to call in. If you have a question for us individually, or if you just want to give your opinion and insight on some of the black issues going on in America today, just go ahead and call in, feel free. The phone number is 703-951-7003.
Anybody else got something to say, you know what I'm saying, to pitch in?
Yeah,
just call us, man. So we up here talking, man. This is a discussion. Yeah. It's a family discussion. Let's say that. Like, we can sit your ass at this table, we going to talk. You know what I mean?
Most definitely, man. So, yeah, the violence. So, what's some of the ideas you think? Because I've been trying to think of some as well. But how do you think we could deal with some of the violence that's going on in our community? Because I know that affects us the most. But more so as well, that's what the media is putting out in the rest of the world, portraying us as these heathens and these savages.
Because that's
so
the best way to
combat. So how can we combat that?
That's the best way to de-characterize us, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like this with me. I'm on some guns down, gloves up type shit.
Me too.
Like Slim.
We got two pair of gloves at the house.
Like Slim, it's like a lot of dudes nowadays are scared to get their ass whooped.
Oh yeah, man.
Like niggas are scared to lose. Like ignorant people are scared to get their ass whooped.
Slim.
Now. Period.
Hey, imagine me without dreads, bro. I grew up
like
with these
period.
Big
that's what it is.
Glasses looking like Steve Urkel, bro.
How we can help with the black on black? Well, how can we help with the in the hood? You know what I'm saying? Crime. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Stop saying black on black crime. The hood crime. Let's put it that way.
The hood crime.
Realistically, we can't do nothing about it. We can try to come up with certain ways and ideas how to minimize it.
Right.
See what I'm saying? That's being some real shit.
Real shit. Yeah, you can't.
Somebody across that hood gonna be beefing with somebody in this hood. Like, that's just what it is, and people. Like, it's the world we live in. It's sad.
It's the world that we live in. It's the world that we've known since the existence of time that people kill. We already met that. We already learned that.
Exactly, Pee-wee. They scared of embarrassment. They scared to get their goddamn ass whooped.
We already know that from Cain and Abel. We already know that from just the way the animals survive in nature, that there is going to be violence. There is going to be protection of their territory and protection of your rights as well. So the best way that we could go about it, and where I'm going off of what you're saying, is that we can minimize the amount of violence that is perpetrated on our streets and to the youth by starting things like boxing camps. You know what I'm saying? MMA. Being able to do things like if you could do a 3-on-3 tournament. You know what I'm saying? Finding out different ways for these kids to get out their aggression would not necessarily having to use gun violence, pistol violence, so that way they can come back the next day and shake hands.
But I think also it comes with this like the education part of the crib, like the hood, young, like. Mm-hmm. Like, it just come with that. Like, if these youngins can see the OGs, who they call the OGs in the hood, step up and, like, start giving lectures and start giving back to the hood and start caring about the hood, then that'll control some of that shit.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Like if you've been in this hood for most of your goddamn life and you got a lot of youngins that see this.
Right.
And they see that you trying to change the hood. You know what I'm saying? Because it's always
–
so basically what I'm saying is it's always somebody. You know who I don't want to say it, but who controls the hood.
Facts.
You know who in the hood.
Yeah.
So you also know the little youngin' that's coming up that's in the hood too. If both of them can get together, if the old head and the young dude can get together and be like, look, let's change this shit. Let's clean up. Mm-hmm. It starts there. You have a conversation. But if you also have a presence of – more black men stepping up.
Yeah.
That makes a difference.
Makes a big difference.
At first, they're going to be unreceptive to it because they're going to be like, who the fuck, who is these dudes?
Right.
But then they're going to start seeing the presence of these dudes in the hood trying to change the hood.
And then
there's
going to
be questions like, oh, okay, they doing free food drives free this, free that. So it's like, you know, we have to be active in our communities, period.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? We just can't do something one day and then think that's going to be it. You know what I'm saying? Because then it's going to be like, oh, you just wanted the publicity.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I try to tell people too, man. Like, you can't be a role model. You got to be a real model. You know what I'm saying? Every day that you're living and breathing, you got to be out here walking what you're talking, man, because these young kids and these other guys are out here looking at you, watching you. Some of them are waiting for you to make a mistake.
Listen.
Some of them are waiting for you to see exactly what you're going to do and if you are who you say you are.
Facts. And then it's like this. And I'm going to tell y'all this, and I know this shit from experience. I did it just because. So, my nonprofit, Lionheart Youth Outreach Incorporated. Uh-huh. That was a quick plug. So listen.
Nice segue.
About 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, I did I have an Adopt a Highway. I have an Adopt a Highway program for my nonprofit.
Oh,
it goes
up.
From Georgetown. It goes from Georgetown Village, mm-hmm. all the way to hell up towards Maryland Avenue and Woodbridge.
That's what's good.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I go from Dumfries. It goes from damn near Dumfries all the way up. Mm-hmm. So listen. I put this shit out there, you know what I'm saying? Come out, volunteer, support, blah, 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 adopt the highway, boom, flyer, everything. Put it out in advance. Yeah, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to come out. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. Guess how many people came out to this event?
Five.
None.
Dang.
I was the only person out there, bitch. I had waters.
Dang.
Look,
dang.
I went to the store, bought dang. Waters, bought Gatorade, forever, because I'm thinking people going to show up. But I went into it.
Already
this is,
knowing.
But this is how I went into it. I went into it on some, all right, I'm going to be optimistic about it, but I still have that, like, ain't nobody going to show up, so I'm going to do this shit myself because this is mine.
Exactly.
See what I'm saying? Like,
you got to do it.
My board members, they were busy. They was at work. Right. I understood all of that. Like, mm-hmm. young, I talked to them frequently, so they told me what was going on. Like,
right,
they had
right.
to work. All right, that's a bet. But the people that kept hitting me and reaching out to me, talking about they was going to do it, and you
right,
didn't
right.
show up, I was like, damn, Holmes.
Yeah, that's a letdown. That's a disappointment.
See what I'm saying? So I literally clinked up that goddamn highway that I was supposed to by myself. You know what I'm saying? So it was just one of them things like, dog, your word ain't shit with me now.
Right.
I'm going to just tell it like it is until you show me.
Until you show me, yeah.
See
show
what I'm saying? Until you show me
right.
like, it's a different perspective.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
y'all
yeah.
know, and it's like this, like, I'm in the hood. I ain't doing this shit for nothing else.
Right, right.
I'm doing this for the hood
right,
where
right.
I came from,
well,
from Dumfries.
Yeah.
I came from Dumfries.
Exactly.
Like, bro, I'm trying to do this shit for Dumfries.
Right.
I'm not saying I'm trying to be the man. I'm trying to help where I came
right.
from.
Right, right.
Period.
Exactly.
I'm trying to put everybody on. I got different organizations I'm working with. I'm trying to put people in position from where I came from.
Right, right.
Like, dog, don't look at me as, oh, I got my shit together. I'm doing this, that, and the third, because that's when your perception of me is totally wrong.
Right, right.
Slim, I still go through shit. I still got
every
shit
day.
I'm dealing with. But at the same time, I'm trying to put the hood on,
oh,
bro.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put my community on because I know that they already try to count us out. But listen, this is what we doing. This is what we doing together.
So
you
how
see what I'm saying?
So how could we get, because I've had situations like that as well, like, you know, before these marches and everything got popular and it real trendy, you know what I'm saying, when Tamir Rice passed away. Me and my bro showed up. Who was it? My man Buck, Don Gaffer, and me was the only ones that was out there over there by Occoquan, over there processing for Tamir Rice, putting it up there for like 3 or 4 days. And,
right.
you know, come join the march, make your signs. I got waters and everything available for it. It was me and two other people out there the whole day. So just a question to ask you, because I see that you keep going. I see that you keep moving. Me, myself as well. I'm still marching. I'm still putting together. You know what I'm saying? I'm still doing music, still radio show, podcast. We still doing events. We still believe in ourselves.
Right.
What made you stay focused, stay driven, and ambitious to want to keep on going, even when you know you're doing it for your community, but you don't feel like the community got you?
Oh, man, listen. I ain't even going to hold you. It was a year. It was a year where I was really, like, contemplating to just letting my shit go. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a year that I was just like, young, fuck it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to just go ahead and just relax.
And just do me. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
forget all that, just worry
about
me.
Well, not even necessarily do me. It was just like, I'm going to just let this be what it is.
Right, right.
But the fact that, but what kept me, like, nah, staying the game is because Allah put that in me. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's my passion, is helping kids, helping my community. So it's like, I always knew what I wanted from somebody. Like,
right,
I didn't have a big brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have an older brother. Yeah. So it's like, if I can be an older brother to some of these kids out here that may look up to me or they don't even know me, but I can still help you, then that's a win for me.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I do everything. Listen, man, y'all don't understand. Like, I do all of this nonprofit work with no funding, bro. This shit come from me. Everything, every piece of clothing you see, every thing I give out, that comes from me. Because at the end of the day, I believe in me. I believe in my program. I believe in what I can do for this community.
And I believe
in my team. You know what I'm saying? Like, my team, they can't always be there because they got other stuff to do.
Right.
But me being a leader is like, nah, I'm going to go do it.
Yeah, I got
you. See what I'm saying? For me, it was my self-motivated, my way of thinking. Like, dog, I'm going to do this shit myself. You see what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day, I'm not doing it for nobody else. I'm doing it for my community. I'm doing it for the kids that need my help. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been there, so I can tell these kids, look, don't do this. You know what I'm saying? Because I know this outcome. So it's like, dog,
I've actually been through the outcome. I've lived the outcome. I can show you what happened if you keep going down this road, if you want to continue that way.
Exactly. So that's why I do it, yeah? So that's mainly why I do it. And I believe that when you have, like, men that are actually doing stuff, putting it together, you know what I'm saying, that are actually active in the communities, dog, like, that's important.
Agreed.
That's important as shit because it makes a difference.
Uh-huh.
People start to see you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People's perception of you start to change.
Yeah.
Like,
old, young, middle, and
son,
different, man.
You hear me? Man, especially where you come from. This is what they'll tell you.
They start looking at you like,
bro, listen.
Start looking at, yeah.
This is the shit that they're going to tell you.
Oh, I already know.
This shit right here. Oh, I remember when you was just running around here tearing up this, that, and the third. Now, look at you. You turned your life around, this, that, and the third. But, yeah, it starts with making that self-conscious decision to turn your life around or turn your community around.
And it's facts, man. It shows and proves as well, man. Like, I'm luckily, you know, or unluckily, actually, man, I was born, raised, lived, and grown up in the same house that I'm still living in right now. So the same neighborhood I've been in. Since I was born, I've been in for the last 36 years. I turned 37 this month.
That's a long-ass time, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand, my neighborhood done seen me catch 2 felonies. You know what I'm saying? Then I seen the police bust down my door. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then I seen the fire marshal come to the crib. Then I seen the SWAT team come to the house. You know what I'm saying? So they got to witness a lot. So it's crazy for me to be able to sit back now, you know, and I'm sitting out on the front porch and my neighbors walk by and they, hey, Safi, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, hell you want, you know what I mean?
Good, man.
Or, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple of older people that live around me. So, you know, they'll bring the groceries in, you know, and they'll look over at me. I'm like, you know, give me a little head now. I'm like, you need some help? Yeah, can you help me with the groceries? Like, yo, this old lady really let me in her house with these bags? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro.
You wouldn't even let me around.
It all comes down, like, a lot of the issues that we have.
Show and prove, man. You got to
show and prove. A lot of the issues that we have in the community, it just comes from, like, misconceptions and pride, bro. Like once you start to mature, you know what I'm saying, your perception of life changes.
Agreed.
Like, once you start to mature and reach another level of, Your intelligence,
like
your education. Perception changes. Once you start to understand and value and love black people, your perception changes.
Agree.
You're not going to be dumb to the fact, you're not going to be naive. Let me say that.
Yeah.
You're not going to be naive, like you're going to be super trusted of everything. You're not going to trust every damn body in your community because how I just trust you when I seen you just shoot at that boy the other day.
Right.
I can't trust you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I can trust you. I can trust you. Extent,
but,
you know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, what I'm saying is, like, your level of, like, once you mature, you know what I'm saying? Your level changes. Like, a lot of things that you see changes.
So,
like,
what we say it's a level of, would you say that education runs hand in hand with maturity? Or
of course. Of course. Like, listen, the first degree of anything is the educational part.
Exactly.
The first degree of anything is education. You got to educate yourself regardless.
Agreed.
On any level. That's where any level. Becoming, understanding what a woman is, understanding what a man is. You have to educate yourself, period. But education comes from elders.
That's what I was
saying. It comes from the elders, and it comes from yourself. Like, stop picking up the goddamn Donald Goins book. Start reading about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the effects of you, like you as a man.
Yeah.
Start
getting
into them books that where it teaches you, you know what I'm saying?
You said David.
Donald Goins. You know what I'm saying?
Donald Goins. Yeah.
Donald Goins. You know what I'm saying?
David Goggins. Yeah, that's my man, bro.
Donald Goins. You know what I'm saying?
David Goggins.
But no, like, we have to start educating ourselves on us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like
education on a personal level, on a social level, and then also on an academic level as well.
Yeah, you have to. Like, listen, dog. I'm gonna tell you this. Education is important. Mm-hmm. Education on any level, like college level, like school. You know what I'm saying? Of course, they're not going to teach you everything in school.
Right, right, right.
They're not going to teach you your history in school.
Oh, hell no.
So you have to learn your history on your own.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, they're going to teach you the math, the sciences, all the history lessons, all that shit.
Yeah, history.
All that's good. But continue to educate yourself.
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not that great in math. Mm-hmm. But I am smart enough to where I know for a fact some shit ain't going to equal up to some stuff.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm not going to let you
don't equal six.
Yeah, I know you ain't going to just try to jerk me.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But what I'm not educated on, in a sense, I try to educate myself on.
Right, right. Or you're educated and smart enough to know to put people into positions that can handle things that you might not be qualified.
But But at the same time, though, I'm still going to educate myself in that because I need to know. Telling me is what I know.
Yeah, exactly.
See what I'm saying? So it's like you always have to educate yourself. So us as a community, in order for crime to become minimal in our community, before us to see some type of progression, and we got to start educating ourselves about these type of things, like the law, for one. The law being the biggest. Mm-hmm. Once you learn the law, it's like,
you're not safe.
You're safer because I know this law.
That's all. Exactly.
I know what I can and I can't do.
Or when an officer pull up beside you and he says something, tell him cite the code. He gonna look at you like you're crazy. You like cite the code. So you know about code.
So it's like education, bro. Like the educational part is huge, dog. Like
I think that's one of the biggest things that's dealing with our community is the education or the lack thereof. The question being, why is it not considered, or why do I feel like, or do I get the perception that it's not perceived to be cool to be smart in our community?
Because of like the media and shit, bro. That's like because of the falsehoods. Mm-hmm. Like when we was growing up, like I ain't even gonna hold you, I was laughing at the niggas that was actually paying attention and going to school. Like damn, y'all actually studying this shit?
You did your homework?
Like, damn. Hey, yo, let me see that real quick. You feel what I'm saying? But now
you got an A on your
But sense. Now, 30 something years later, I'm like, dog, that nigga, I should have fucking paid attention myself.
Right, right, right.
You see what I'm saying? Because where we grow up, like the environment that we grew up in, it's like, fuck that, be cool.
Yeah,
fuck school.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
I'm saying. But now somebody taught them that.
That's why I feel like that's one of the biggest things we need to change in our community is the educational factor and having people understand that it's okay to be smart.
Right.
It's okay to be
intelligent. It's okay to be different,
dog.
It's okay
to talk proper.
It's okay to be different. It's okay to be you.
You don't have to just fit into a box, fit into a little square.
Yeah, it's okay to be you, bro.
You could be outstanding.
At the end of the day, it's okay to be you.
Right.
Like, if my sons don't want to play basketball, don't want to play football, they want to play cricket or something.
Right.
Like, dog,
I'm going to be the best cricket player you can
exactly.
in the fucking world.
Like, dog, I ain't going to just look at my son on some shit like,
hell no. Nah.
Cricket, nah, nigga, you
He might be the only black cricket player out there.
You might
get a scholarship for that. Hey, son, what
so
you need, bro?
It's
you
like,
paddle,
dog, it's always, like, son, it's always, it's like you have
got
to, you got to stop with the negative, nah, that ain't, like, the usual shit.
Yeah.
Like, nah, don't do that. Like,
nah,
don't
nah,
do that. Nah,
exactly.
Bro, like, listen, if you want to do this, you want to play polo, I'm going to learn about polo so I can help you.
Exactly.
So I can teach you this. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be advanced, dog.
Advanced, exactly. So with that education, it goes back to another thing. I know we're running out of time and shit. We might have to do a two-part series show.
I mean, we might. Yeah, we have to bring somebody up here.
Exactly.
Yeah, we might have to bring somebody in. But it's just about education, man. Like, for us to better equip ourselves and our communities, we have to better educate ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Somebody.
Hold on, we got another call.
We got another caller. Go ahead. Hello, caller. What's happening?
Live and clear. Thank you for calling Real Talk Radio.
How you doing?
Oh,
that's
man.
All good.
That's the Holly Fair,
it's something like calling again, man. I hope y'all don't mind me calling in again, man.
Oh, no. That's what the number's there for, man. Take advantage.
Oh, word. Yeah, man. I heard y'all talking about the education and everything, man. And I just wanted to say education, yeah, that's important. But, you know, having the awareness, you know, is important as well. Like, as far as, like, you know, us as a people, we have almost 100 years of slavery in this country. And then, you know, it, we factor in not having any land or any kind of wealth or, you know, our ancestors, when they were free, they had to go back and work for our oppressor. You know, it's hand in hand. It's a cause and effect. We don't own none of the land, you know, so the projects, they're sitting on the land that those white folks own. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So you create a negative environment, and it directly, you know what I'm saying, it messes up the psyche, man. You know, it's just a negative environment, and that equals a negative psyche. And so, and it's going to equal a negative outlook on life.
Because
you know what I'm saying?
Hurt people.
So, I mean, a lot of us are depressed, and we don't even know it. And then in this country, we're not getting the right health care that we need. We're not really taking care of ourselves. We're not aware. You know what I mean? So,
okay, so
I just want to say that, man, just to, you know, take the conversation to another level, man, you know.
Thank you, caller.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you, man. Call back anytime, brother.
All right. Thank you, man.
Already.
Okay, so what he said, right, now, this is just the reason why I love Marcus Garvey so much, man, is because his thought process was the back to Africa. You know what I'm saying? Africa could be here. Meaning, like the Black Wall Street.
Right.
Like your own business, like black businesses, black this, black. Like all of that could be here, bro.
Definitely could.
But you just have to put people in position. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to put them in the position.
But like, who would be the people that would be putting people in
the
position?
The people like us. Just any, like, Young, if we go to school for that shit.
Right.
Like, Young, if we go to school for it, if I'm educated and qualified, why can't I do it to help the black people? Like, but the Black Panther Party. Like, Huey P. Newton was a goddamn, he was a genius.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Agreed.
The man was a genius, and he put people in those positions.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So, it's like, we could do the same goddamn thing. The same thing. Huey P. Newton ain't go to no HBCU.
No, he didn't.
You see what I'm saying? But the brother was smart enough to know, look, this is what we can do. This is what the law says. This is what we can do. Okay, we got a bunch of women. Ladies, can y'all do this? Mm-hmm. Free health care.
Yeah.
Oh, we got this. Listen, free lunches.
But that's not, yo, but also at the same time, Archie, even though it sounds like it's something that we could do, and I believe it's definitely possible, I believe that there's a lot more divisiveness in our community than it once was at once time, man.
No, that's like, what I'm saying. I said that because it's our pride and our egos, yeah, bro. Like, once you set that shit to the side, bro, like.
Like, when you just look at the way that the
black can't fail, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, look, you know me. I'm with the shit. But I'm just saying where I see the rest of our community is at, man. Like, you don't, it's so difficult for anybody to follow behind anything that's not directly led by them damn self, man. You know what I'm saying? Everyone is so scared of looking like they dick riding or they following a wave or they looking like a sucker or they're going to be looked at as being.
But at the same time, you know what? But check this out.
Scared to get out the bucket.
Okay, now check this out. What you just said, right?
Mm-hmm.
They scared to think that they, you know what I'm saying, following somebody else, following this, that, and the third.
It's pride and ego.
But I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to hit this, and I don't care who, what, whatever. They're doing it every fucking day. Every single day you're doing it, but you're doing it in a different way. What I mean is you're spending your money somewhere different to get that certain look, to obtain that certain look. If you got it, you got it. If you don't, you're dumb. But it's like, I'm not going to go fuck Balenciaga. I don't own no design or nothing, because that don't make or break me. You see what I'm saying?
Real fast.
Like, that shit don't make or break me.
I ain't bought no shit like that.
Like, son, I wear I look like I'm about to go play basketball every goddamn day. Every day. That's what I wear.
Yeah.
I'll go to Walmart, get the goddamn joggers and a tee, and I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that shit don't impress me.
I got all this shop with my homie, man.
Bruh, but I'm saying, like, that shit don't impress me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not following you. I'm learning from you.
Right.
That's the way I see shit now.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because in yourself, your spirit, your inner self, your inner being is going to give you that feeling when you know something ain't right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like us as a people, like you going to get that feeling when you, this might not be right.
Yeah, that's that intuition.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
That's just what it is. So it's like, yo, so you know this. That's what it comes back to, the educational part. You see what I'm saying? Like, if we equipped ourselves with the education, you can't lose, bro. Like, you can't lose. Like, if you understand that land means more than anything else, son, you, like, right now, I'm trying to buy a house. Right. I'm going to say this. Like, right now, I'm trying to buy a house. But I don't want any type of house. I don't want just a regular house. Mm-hmm. I want a house with some land.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I want my own garden.
Right.
I want to get my own little chickens. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to grow my own shit.
Yeah, yeah, as you should.
You see what
as
I'm saying? I want to eat my own food.
Be self-sufficient.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
All because I know that land means more.
Right.
Than just a goddamn house.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why when, you know what I mean, when slavery was first emancipated, you know what I mean, the first thing they said, they want 40 acres and a mule because they understood the importance of land, and they understand that land meant wealth, and with the property meant that you could have a legacy and you could actually build some type of wealth or a generational wealth with it.
Exactly.
Now, I don't know what happened to the 40 acres, and I don't know what happened to a mule. All I see is a rack of niggas running around here in Balenciagas and Dior's and some dumb shit.
Listen.
But, yo, another thing going on that, man, when you look at Bill Gates, you see this man looking like he just stepped out of a sauna, bro. He be chilling in some little shorts. He got the little white tee, you know what
Fuck
I'm saying,
Bill
with a
Gates.
Visor, you know what I'm saying? You see the nigga Adam Sandler, $400 million. This man be looking like he just came back from a Caps game playing hockey or some
to
shit.
To us, it's about the presence.
Exactly.
It's the appearance more than it is anything else.
You see my man Marcus down the road who ain't had a job in 7 months, you know what I'm saying, but got one unemployment check.
This nigga going to buy goddamn the new Jordans.
Top to the bottom.
And he went and talked to the sneaker plug ASAP.
And he just got the fronts for the grill. You know what I'm saying? And he just got the
hold
for the grill, bro. I'm
like
our, on,
like,
man.
Young, you buy.
That money on a new
it's
business,
not even that.
You know
it's like, young. So, Bama's a damn near buy a whole brand new goddamn iPhone that costs $1,100. But you ain't got nowhere to sleep, though.
Yeah.
Come on, cuz.
And you can't
or you get $1,100 iPhone and you ain't got no car. Come on, cuz. What the fuck?
Man,
like, I'm just saying, like, that's just some of the stuff that sets us back, the way of thinking.
Exactly.
Like, that $1,100, you could have started you a business.
Business with it, exactly.
$1,100, you could have invested that bread in the Bitcoin or some type of stocks, so you'd have had triple right now.
Exactly.
See what I'm saying? Like, I am really getting into the stock market. Thanks, Bush.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really getting into the stock market. Like, I just learned a lot about it, so I'm out there investing a whole bunch of shit, because at the end of the day, I want my kids to have, like, that is my goal. I want my kids to have something. I want my nieces and nephews to be like, well, damn, all right, thank you. You gave us something, a little bit. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I'm trying to leave something. You know,
so listen, man, that's our little tad bit, man. We might start a part two to this. We definitely going to have a part two to it.
Yeah, we definitely going to
have a part
two to it.
We're going to bring somebody in.
Bring a little bit more information and everything, man. I appreciate everybody. You know,
everybody,
paying attention, tuned in, and engaging with us today.
I got to go to physical therapy
apologize.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, I just got back in town. Like, I just landed like an hour ago, bro. I'm tired as hell, but it's a pleasure.
Car accident got me
always.
Fucked up, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we both hurting, you know what I'm saying?
Car but accident got me messed up, young. Like, for real, for real.
Life happens, and you got to just keep
you
on
know?
Moving with it, man. But, look, I appreciate everybody. Real Talk Radio, you got any last words for the people?
Of course. Go
get
ahead.
Them.
You go ahead.
Oh, man, look, I just said mine. Y'all already know what it is, man. Two up, two down, man. I appreciate everybody that was tuned in. You know what I mean? It was definitely, you know, a nice little conversation that we had. Good debate, good insight. Can't wait till next week. Definitely look out. I'm going to have some more information for y'all. Might have a guest up here as well. Check us out. Y'all know where to find me. One.
Man, I just want to thank everybody, man, that tuned in today. The callers that called. Everybody that commented. Like, for real, man, we just wanted to touch on this topic. Because we know, you know, situations in the community happen. You know what I'm saying? But it's us. But it's affecting us a lot. So it's like, young, let's do something to find a solution to this shit. Like, some people don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it. I don't care who I offend, who don't like it. It's just an opinion.
You'll be all right.
You know what I'm saying? So, again,
before
I leave, I want to say, man, please, man, if you take a time out, man, say a prayer for Lebanon, man. Say prayer for the people that's not here, period. Reach out to that person that you know what I'm saying, like, that's close to you. Just tell them you love them, period, because you don't know what tomorrow may bring. You don't know what Allah has in store for you the next minute. So to everybody out there that can hear me, everybody that's watching, everybody that's listening, I love y'all, man. Even if I don't know you, I love you, man. Keep on, keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? So until next week. Inshallah. That means
peace, love, and shalom,
Lord willing.
Hey, appreciate y'all.
Look, y'all
everybody
man.
Watching, man, go ahead and hit that like button for us real quick. Hit that share. That. It's free to support. We were just talking about things going
What's
on
up,
in
man?
Our community. Man, one of the things going on in our community is the support. So go ahead and share. We don't need no donations. We don't need none of your funding. We don't need none of your money. Just go ahead and hit that share.
Hit share
a little
button,
like for us, man. Appreciate y'all.
Tell
peace,
a friend
love,
to tell
one,
a friend.
Not one.
Holler at you.